How unexpected. The advanced Helios spell of revelation. I thought the Forbidden Grimoire was destroyed 200 years ago. You're a monster hunter, eh? But how strange. Unlike the other hunters, you reek of ancient magics. The kind of dark work that's been sealed away for good reason. Let me guess. You used to work for the Shield of Light before you went rogue on them. Oh, I don't need to be a mind reader to know that. People like you have far too much ambition to be locked down by rules. And breaking rules is what got you to where you are today. The thirst for blood is strong in you. Three other hunters came by before you got here. Not only did they fail to find me behind my invisibility spell, but their bodies, or what's remaining of them, are now rotting away at the back of this cave. Humans are so tasty, especially when their hearts are pumping in fear. Am I going to eat you? Oh, no, no, no. I'm full now. I want to see what other tricks you have up your sleeve. I usually don't bother with talking to hunters. They're a dull lot. But anyone who has the gall to break into the 9th level of the Abyssal Library is worth my interest. How did you do it? All right. You don't want to reveal the tricks of the trade. I get it. Congratulations on finding me, by the way. The head of Asylum 2, Dr. Moira, must have offered you some good cash to come and hunt me down. And you get double if you bring me back alive. That's usually how the deals go. Oh, you should have seen the chaos at Asylum 2 when the earthquake hit. Only one part of the building collapsed, but the creatures that were held in that part of the asylum were the most dangerous. I bet the staff there are scrambling to undo the damage. Poor Moira. I can just imagine the frustration this is causing her. Serves her right for locking us up and performing all those horrid experiments on us. All in the name of Satan! Little human, you dare hurt me? I'm bleeding, but you missed your target. My reflexes are faster than you think. But you did manage to penetrate my scales. Oh, poor me. Soul essence force field. If it weren't for that, the injury you would have sustained from the barbs on my tail would have been painful. Painful, but not fatal. I'm not done playing with you yet. I'm just getting warmed up, burning off a little bit of frustration. Hiding out in this cave has been no fun. No fun at all. I thought I was safe here, but even wyverns have lapses in judgment. You hunters are just lucky I didn't get far. I'm still trying to metabolize the drugs those asylum doctors pumped into my system. Can you imagine how much of that disgusting concoction they had to put into me to keep me sedated? Well, relatively sedated. It wasn't enough to prevent my escape now, was it? You're still brimming with energy. Oh, Moira asked you to come for me first, did she? I see. Not a bad choice. Do you know why? It's because I promised her I would rip her apart the next time I got to my hands, or should I say, claws on her. She was smart enough to lock herself away as soon as the earthquake stopped. Otherwise, Fire. Oh, I would have set the asylum on fire before I left, but it's unfortunate. My fire-breathing abilities have temporarily been suppressed. They will return soon. Once they do, and once I deal with you, I'll set into motion my plan to burn that hateful place to the ground. My dear monster hunter, are you aware of what the prisoners of Asylum 2 are subjected to? Yes, that's right. Prisoners, not patients. The majority of us are very much mentally sound. Or we were, until the experiments began. You have no idea, do you? Dr. Moira is working with the military. The Dark Soldiers. The soldiers want to create an army of mindless, indestructible slaves consisting of supernatural creatures. We are their playthings. It should be the other way round. It concerns me that humans, a corrupted species, think they can harness the power of ancient creatures. You are smirking. Why are you smirking? I can't move. Why can't I move? What have you done? I see. You continue to use spells from the Forbidden Grimoire. Aren't you afraid of the consequences? Ah, I forget. You have no fear. Satu Ekarimsha and Konderaho! Too easy. Bind me again, and I'll just break it again.